back, ladies and gentlemen, with the bratty girl. Here she is. You love her. You want her. You need her. She's bratty girl. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's the bratty girl.
Oh, goodness, my hair. Exactly, a bunch of unwanted thugs. No one needs that attitude.
She's the bratty girl.
Stop it. Leave me alone.
All right.
I have news.
Is it good news?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, I like your hair. It's very flowy.
I washed it today.
Do you tell everybody that you're going to be blonde very soon?
Nope. That's a surprise, but you ruined it.
Okay.
Sorry. Well, for then you ruined it.
Well, you have big downloads. You have big downloads.
Oh, my God, it stings. Oh, I didn't know they were going to do that to me. Oh.
I know. I love watching the protesters when they get doused with pepper spray and they start freaking out. Like, oh, my God, that is it. It's like, well, what do you think's going to happen if you throw a bottle at a cop, stupid?
Yeah. And it's funny because it's like, people go, she's just a girl. It's like, well, it could have been anybody. It could have been anybody that thrown something or jolted at a cop.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when people try to test cops because then, you know, that's how news gets broken out.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Give it to me, baby.
So Niall DeMarco won the Dancing with the Stars competition. And he went with his dance partner, Peta Morgatroyd. She's just a cute little blonde girl that knows how to dance.
So what's her name didn't win then?
Paige Van Zandt didn't win. And wow. Peter Z didn't win. Wow. Niall DeMarco. And he said it's for the 70 million people that are deaf.
Oh, I didn't know he was deaf.
Yeah. He was last year.
Does he talk like a deaf person, though?
He doesn't talk. Oh, I never heard. I never seen him open his mouth. I just see him go.
Because, you know, like Lou Ferrigno, the guy who played the Hulk, the original Hulk, he's deaf. And I'm like, you ever heard of people that are deaf?
Yeah.
And then don't drink that?
Well, the thing is with that is they can't. Since they can't hear themselves, they talk like that because they don't know how to control their vocal cords, so they don't know how they sound.
So the ones that don't talk must just not want people to hear them. And like Lou Ferrigno, he don't care. He's like, hey, guys, how are you? How are you doing? And you're like, are you retarded? No, I'm just dead.
He was last year's America's Next Top Model winner since they went co-ed.
All right. Well.
But I think he won because he has a disability.
Okay.
Think about it. A lot of people that have disabilities do win a lot of things.
I was going to say, isn't it a fact, though, that a lot of the winners of the Dancing with Stars are the ones that have, like, and I'm not putting him down because he's a vet, but the guy that got burned.
What, he won?
Didn't he win or get close? What about the girl with no legs?
I think she won.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they cater more to the people that are disabled.
Wow. That just shows how PC they are because it's like you can't eliminate the person with a disability because then you're going to get hated on for getting rid of the person with a disability. But then you have people like us that go, well, you only gave them the award because of the disability. It doesn't matter what the fans said. The fans, you know, all in all wanted that Boys to Men guy to win. And then when he got eliminated, everyone's like, really?
Yeah, I mean, I will say they're kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't. Because if they vote the person off, then accused of voting the person off because they're, you know, got one leg or whatever. And if they let them win, they say, well, you just let them win because they got one leg. The one legitimate guy that had the issue would be the burnt vet because he had all of his limbs. He was just burnt.
Yeah.
So it was just unpleasant to look at, but he could still do all the things that a non-burnt person would do.
Yeah.
The girl with no legs, that's the one where you're like, well, you know she doesn't dance as good as someone with legs.
Yeah.
She doesn't have legs. She has no legs. She's got no legs. She's got no legs. She's
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, she's definitely Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan 101. The
Dancing with the Stars. He definitely wouldn't though, because when he got his magic legs, and Forrest saw him for the first time, and Lieutenant Dan walked to him at the wedding, he was like this. He didn't walk good at all. He wasn't all like, "Hi, Forrest."
But then again, they didn't have
crutches.
They didn't have the technology back then.
Well, you're right.
1980.
And you know,
I mean, like, it was set in the 1980s because he got blown up in Vietnam. So.
And you know what tripped me out about, not tripped me out, and here's the Trump side of me. When he has the wife, she's like the big, chubby Chinese lady. Lieutenant Dane.
I think she was chubby. She was pregnant. That was the thing. She was pregnant. She was a little Chinese, a little Asian girl.
I don't know.
She was pregnant.
It looked like he went back to Hanoi.
No.
Got somebody from the Kong.
So.
Went to the bush. Got a Viet Cong, a VC.
No. I got many more stories.
All right, go ahead. All
right. So Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley are hosting for the ninth time the CMA Awards, and it's the 50th anniversary. Yay.
All right.
It will be
I'm excited
live
to hear
at the
that.
Bridgestone Arena in Asheville. And all I can think about is Raina James going to perform? What? That'd be so cool if, like, also for the 50th anniversary, you have Deacon Claiborne and Raina James. And then you have Scarlett and Gunner with the X's.
Is tonight the final episode, isn't it?
Yes.
Ever. Okay.
Please,
you better.
Like,
you should record it.
Hulu needs to pick it up. It's always recording.
Oh, okay. So we don't watch it on in demand.
No.
Okay.
That's my favorite TV show.
Okay.
All right. So Paul McCartney is coming out about his depression and drinking problem that he had after the Beatles broke up, and how he didn't know if he was ever going to return to music until his wife Linda was like, "You need to do something. You're dwelling and it's annoying." And so he started his solo career.
And I read a little thing from him talking and saying that he was depressed and he knew the Wings weren't real good and that Linda wasn't real good.
Yeah, Linda wasn't no keyboardist.
Yeah.
She wasn't.
They have these audio recordings of when they perform live, any band performs live, you can get a recording from the soundboard.
Okay.
So like Metallica, you could get their live recordings. They sell on their website for like, I don't know, $1 a thing or whatever. And they're cool. They're from the soundboard mix. And years and years and years and years and years ago, they had soundboard mixes from Paul McCartney shows where Linda's on the keyboard, and that, you know, the song, the na 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 na, hey Jude. So they have the mixes and they have Linda's isolated voice, and she's like, na 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 na, and it's horrible. Like, it's horrible, like, really bad. And it was going around on, you know, all the, it was really, It was pre-internet. So radio stations were playing it. So, like, your morning shows, your morning zoo shows were playing the recording. So, Kevin and Bean and people like that, or whatever name is, Kevin Bean. The guy's in
LA.
I know.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
The KFI?
No, the K-Rock.
Oh, yeah. The morning show.
Yeah, the morning show. Kevin and Bean. They would play it. People like that. Good stuff. All right.
I'm watching Cranky Jamie Lee Curtis.
Look at her. She's angry. Look at her. Look at Jamie.
No. It's not she's Wait angry. She's... Oh, she is angry. Stop, General. Oh, man.
Wow. You know, Hillary Clinton was like...
All right, we got stories.
Hillary Clinton was like that. No, because Hillary Clinton, they've been, because they're big on polling data, and their polling data shows that American people don't like the whole woman, vote for me, I'm a woman. So they've been abandoning the whole, woman card thing. And here's Jamie Lee Curtis saying, we are playing the woman's card. We're going to play it every deck. It's about time a woman runs the country. Doesn't matter if she's qualified. Doesn't matter if she's good. It matters that she has a vagina and boobs. Okay. Well, that's where we are in our country. Okay. Go for it. Next.
I think women are starting to have their periods again. Like, it's like an after-menopausal thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Justin Bieber is breaking fans' hearts again.
Oh, Jesus. What did he do?
I have a question. Do Canadians not like Argentinians? Like, are they better at soccer? Do they like have better policies?
I don't know. I don't like Canadians.
He hates Argentina, Argentinians, and everything about them, and that's why he was banned. And now he's about to be banned again. I mean, I'm just saying that.
I don't like Canadians.
He was bombarded. His car was bombarded by a bunch of young fans, of course, because there's so many believers out in the world, and a girl kind of ambushed like him. Gave her like this blue folded up object. She threw it at him. He took it and threw it out of his car, and it was the Argentine flag and the whole thing. And she's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just wanted you to have it. And I mean, of course, no one's heard from Justin Bieber, but yes, he's breaking fans' hearts. He looked at it and he's like, ugh, and threw it out and then rolled up his window and they drove off. Well, that's what you get. He's not a fan of the Argentinians. Sorry. Keep him out of your country.
I don't like Canadians.
He was banned before for kicking the Argentinian flags off the stage that fans were throwing on the stage. Why do people throw flags?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like, I never seen an American throw an American flag at a concert before. It's always like these other countries. Like, why do you do that? Is that like some kind of trademark, or not trademark, but some kind of inside thing that you do out there in the world? Like, Mexico does that too, have you noticed?
Yeah.
Or in Japan.
Yep.
Very bizarre. I shouldn't throw that. It could be something bad in there, like anthrax. I get it. That's why Justin Bieber threw it off the stage, because there might have been anthrax flags trying to kill poor Justin. Don't kill Justin. All right, so Leslie Jones was with the ladies at Ghostbusters. So Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, the other one. I forgot.
Kristen Wiig.
Is Rashida Jones that's in it too?
No.
It's the other one that looks like her, I think. I don't remember. But they were on Ellen's show, and they were talking about jobs they've had in the previous past. And Leslie Jones admitted that she was a telemarketer for the Church of Scientology. She was living in Glendale, California.
Whoa!
And needed money. And so when she went to the interview, she just acted crazy, got the job. And to this day, they still think that she is a Scientologist.
Oh, that's great. All right. That's funny. That's real funny.
Okay.
I'm like, that's a great story. I love Leslie Jones. She's so funny. She's the best.
Trying to fix my hair, dude.
And now I have sports news.
It's like this. The hair gel we have is just not good.
I got some life ideas for you again.
Oh,
we're
really?
Done. Yes.
Okay. Go for it.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oklahoma.
Beat. The Warriors.
The Warriors.
They are now 3-1 in the series. They won last night 118-94. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were all over up in their business. Kevin Durant had 36 points. Westbrook had 26. Congratulations, guys. You got one more game to go.
Okay.
Let's do it. That would be kind of cool. Or it could be like that baseball era where, what was it, the Red Sox that were like down and then all of a sudden they came back. And
doubt it, but go ahead.
But you never know. All right, Yuzel Peg.
Okay.
From the Dodgers.
Okay.
Was benched.
Okay.
Because he watched his home run.
Oh, jeez.
And then ran.
Oh, jeez.
So the manager, not the manager, but the, not the manager, the coaches benched him because they're like, you can't do that.
F them.
You got to hustle. You got to run it.
You got to watch the home run. It's the best. I would have.
I guess it's like some teams don't like it.
Yeah, some teams definitely don't like it. And the next time you come up to bat, they'll hit you with the ball.
Yeah.
The pitcher will hit you with the ball.
But he was benched, so that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
That's probably why. It was like, we're going to bench him. So that when he comes up to bat, the other team doesn't hit him. And then we have an incident and a bench clearing brawl and all sorts of bad things.
No one wants a bench clearing brawl. Yeah. They're no fun. All right. So Super Bowl. Okay. I understand from now until then, there's a bunch of Super Bowls. But Super Bowl 55 will be hosted here in Los Angeles, California, because the stadium will be done in 2019. So 2021 will be the hosting.
It's going to be huge.
And they were the first people to they were the first city to host Super Bowl. Because wasn't it in one place for so long, and then they eventually hosted it?
No. Not that I know.
Well, 1967 was the first Super Bowl, right?
Babe, I don't know. That I'm not even going to try to...
Because I think Los Angeles is the first to do it.
That I don't know. But I know we've had Super Bowls before.
Yeah.
We've had everything. We've had Super Bowl. We've had Olympics. We had... I don't remember what Olympics was. It the 80 Olympics? We had the big Olympics where I think it was the one where Muhammad Ali lit the torch and did the whole... And he was... shaken, and it was all emo, and people were like, ah! I think that was in L.A.
Well, Muhammad Ali is like a god, though.
So. Anyways, go for it.
Frank Reich, the Eagles offensive coordinator, is saying...
Frank Reich.
Oh, yes, that guy.
Yeah. He was Buffalo Bills backup to Jim Kelly during the Super Bowl years. He was one of the greatest backups in the history of sports. Football, I meant.
He says... that everyone needs to stop with the Sam Bradford mumbo jumbo, because even though everything is in order, there's still competition because there's three quarterbacks and you never know. But he's not cleared to be the starting quarterback yet. Because you still have...
Frank Reich must see something.
You have Chase Daniel and Carson Wentz.
He must see something in like the pre-workouts, because they're doing their pre-workouts and stuff now. They're starting to do their thing. I mean, we're almost. Remember, let's see, would you say to me yesterday, your birthday is like a month and a week away or something like that? football starts in August. Preseason starts in August. Hall of Fame game starts in August.
Yeah.
They report to camp in July.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a month, month and a half away from football basically starting. So you really want to be technical. I know. Big ass. All right.
All right. Final story. Bryce Harper is getting a mental day off.
Oh, a mental day. I want a mental day.
We all do. A mental day off today as the Nationals play the New York Mets because manager Dusty Baker is like, you suck right now.
Uh-oh.
So you need to just relax, no practice, just sit on the bench and watch the game and get your mind set again. Because it's fine. He's like, every player needs to have a mental day off. Every player needs to regroup, and rejuvenate their inside so they can be good.
All right. Well, I'm excited to...
So come on, Bryce Harper. You're only 23 years old. Don't start failing now because then you'll end up like
being an A-Rod
and like doing shady stuff.
Doing cocaine.
And doing bad things and...
Doing amyl nitrate.
Getting hurt. That's it.
Okay. That was good stuff.
Thank you.
You're effing genius.
I am. That was shocking.
All right.
My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is Rob's the Carrie Show. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye.